Arts Bulletin. Track 2, Clayground. Last summer, Look worked with award-winning art company The Clayground Collective in Birmingham at one of their clay workshops in Canalside locations. The project was a partnership with the British Ceramics by O'Neill and the Canal and River Trust, and involved making and delivering clay pieces to the Stoke-on-Trent Biennial exhibition by canal boat. Part of the project was called The Thinking Hand, an exploration of how tactile art can communicate and help you see, feel, and think. Look and a group of students from Birmingham's Ormiston Academy worked with Clayground and the Icon Gallery to create a clay installation in the Icon Gallery's youth programme space beside the canal in Digbeth, Birmingham. In the piece you're about to hear, I explored the Thinking Hand space, experienced the artworks, and met some of the artists. As a reporter, I was lucky enough to be taken on the journey and to navigate my way around the room using creative, unconventional methods.
The Thinking Hand. The Thinking Hand.
You are on a journey. Follow the string. Follow me. I am a string.
We've made like a string path on the floor.
So oh wow.
We can follow it.
What gave you the idea of the string path?
Just something to guide you around the exhibition, because it's quite large and there's a lot of things in the way, so it's just a path that everyone could follow.
So what it's based on is a television programme I saw that really influenced me as a child called The Singing Ringing Tree. And it was this very strange kind of... I don't quite know what it was, I don't know what it did, but you went up to the tree and it had things on it, like wishes and things, and some could be good deeds, bad deeds, and there was a kind of a person who looked after the tree. So for me, it really wasn't actually to be looked at, it was more to be felt.
Yeah. It's very abstract.
It is very abstract. So
my name is Ruth Claxton, and I would describe myself, I suppose, traditionally you call me a fine artist, so I make sculpture and installation, often making things, often reusing kind of found objects. I use a lot of found figurines, so a lot of found ceramics, and sort of slowly became more three-dimensional. When I was at school, we had a kiln, and once I made a model of a Dairy Milk chocolate bar. That was like all the 3D stuff I ever did at school. We didn't have a wood workshop or a metal workshop or anything.
The Thinking Hand. The Thinking Hand.
The main aim of the piece is based on last time I was in London, about a man that was that decided to cry. I don't know why he cried, but he was crying, and I thought that'd be a good reason to make a piece of a man obscuring his face, but with no head.
The Thinking Hand. The Thinking Hand.
It's a narrow entrance, so it's like not completely made out of clay, but it's like a narrow entrance towards the place.
Follow me.
It's made out of wires and strings.
Follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
I am a string.
Would you want to take my arm and I'll show you?
I am the string.
Feel along here. This is the main meteor, right?
Okay.
Same with you, Ben.
The metal.
These are wood posts.
Oh, wood, sorry, they are wood.
If you go down to the centre, you feel the meteorite into the wood.
Yeah, sure, so you've got a big lump of clay and stuck wood into it. Which, I don't mean to belittle that. It's brilliant. That is.
We took a big lump of clay and stuck it on a wall, yeah.
So I suppose those on the wall are just the splatters from
them. Yeah. Sort of debris
that's come out.
You've
just thrown it.
Yeah. We started with the ball, but we just throwing things at it. And in the end, it ended up on the wall being punched in, and we realised that we've stained all the wall with clay.
Your mind sees the world, or perceives the world, is a more accurate word. You do. Seeing is a very dominant sense, and it overwhelms some of the things that actually happen through the other senses, which are in many ways more important and richer. In order to be able to learn about these things, we have to kind of separate them out. But that's not how we experience them. We experience it all as one thing. So when you're sitting here, you're feeling the shape of the chair, the temperature of the room, and maybe if there was a window open, you'd feel a slight breeze blowing over you, and your hair would ruffle. All those things become part of your view of the world, your conception of the world.
That was David Prithich, a glassmaker, summing up very well the amazing sensory experience of the Thinking Hand. More information about the project can be found at www.claygroundcollective.org. Thanks to Look Roving reporters Ben Rendell and William McKissick for additional material. If you would like to become a member of the ICON Youth Programme in Birmingham and take part in similar projects, please visit icon-gallery.org, icon spelt I-K-O-N, and search IYP.